William Bulger, the president of the University of Massachusetts, testifies today before a congressional committee investigating corruption by the FBI office in Boston. Investigators will be asking Bulger, the former president of the Massachusetts Senate, about his fugitive brother Whitey Bulger, who is on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. At issue is how the Boston FBI Bureau mishandled informants in the 1970s and 80s, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The House Government Reform Committee is investigating a misguided effort by the FBI to penetrate organized crime that turned at least one FBI agent into a criminal and may have allowed a gangster to get away with serial murder. The scandal in Boston grew out of an FBI plan to recruit key underworld figures to help the Bureau crack the Italian mafia. In Boston, that led to a deal between a homegrown FBI agent, John Connolly, and an Irish gangster from South Boston, James Whitey Bulger.
It was a relationship that sure got the FBI some information, but at what price?
Richard Lair is a Boston Globe reporter and co-author of the book Black Mass, which tells the story of federal law enforcement gone awry, what Lair calls a deal with the devil.
Because the deal went wildly off track, it's more like Whitey Bulger used the FBI as his private security force rather than the FBI tapping Whitey Bulger's underworld intelligence.
FBI agent John Connolly protected Bulger and his loan sharking and drug running operations. And Dick Lair says it got worse.
I think it's fair to say that one of the clouds hanging over the Boston office of the FBI is that it's got blood on its hands. Some other cooperating informants, their identities were given to Whitey Bulger's, and in at least three instances, those informants later ended up dead. That's pretty heavy stuff.
In 1995, Connolly tipped off Bulger that he was about to be arrested. Bulger skipped town and has been on the lam ever since. He's charged with 19 murders, most of them committed while he was an FBI informant. Last year, Connolly was convicted of helping Bulger escape and sent to jail for 10 years. Today, the focus is on Whitey Bulger's brother, William Bulger, the powerful former state Senate leader and now president of the University of Massachusetts. He was a close friend and mentor to John Connolly, his brother's FBI handler and protector. Massachusetts Congressman William Delahunt, who was participating in today's hearing, says the committee wants to understand more about that relationship.
Is there any information involving other FBI officials that Mr. Bulger could offer? What was the role of the FBI in terms of protecting his brother? Did he have any interaction with the FBI to help in that particular effort?
Last December, Bulger refused to testify before the committee, citing his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Today, he appears with a grant of immunity. In grand jury testimony 2 years ago that was leaked to the Boston Globe, Bulger admitted that he spoke to his brother by phone, urged him not to surrender, and said he has no obligation to help catch him. A couple of weeks ago, that prompted the state's attorney general, Tom Riley, a former Bulger ally, to call for his resignation.
When you will not lift a finger to help and assist in investigation, you have made a choice. The message certainly that he is sending is not a message that I think is consistent with being president of a university whose mission is to find the truth.
That brought an angry and rare public response from Bulger.
I have done everything one could possibly do to influence the course of another person's life. For Mr. Riley to somehow represent my efforts and the painful results as a wrong choice is irresponsible and is a gross distortion of the facts.
William Bulger has faced federal scrutiny in the past, and his critics have long believed the legendary state power broker knows more about his gangster brother and corrupt feds than he admits. But his defenders, like longtime South Boston friend and attorney Joe O'Terry, say Bulger is guilty only of brotherly love.
We're immigrants' kids. And one thing when you're part of a minority group that's trying to break in and make it is loyalty. Loyalty to the group members. Now, Billy may not have spent a lot of time with Whitey, but he was his brother. He was loyal to him. And he loves his brother, as I would love my brother if I had one. And I don't care what you say, I'd help him.
As noteworthy as Bulger's appearance may be today, committee members say it shouldn't obscure the larger story, a decades-long tale of FBI corruption that goes far beyond one rogue agent and his gangster informant. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.